Welcome to the podcast, Krista.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, terrific. So let's just get started. It would be great if you can start by giving the listeners some background about P2BI.
Sure. So P2BI is a financial tech company, a marketplace lender that provides million-dollar lines of credit that are typically backed by receivables and inventory to growing businesses that can't access bank financing.
That's very interesting. And, you received on receivable financing, which is a little bit unique compared to many of the online lenders that focus on the business segment. Tell us a little bit about how you came across this market.
When we were first getting started, we were just going to do, the platform started to do invoice financing, and, we thought we'd be doing $50,000, deals. And as we started to get in market, we kept running into businesses that had outgrown their current lender. You know, they'd gotten a small business loan, but now they needed $1 million. They needed $2 million. And they're being served by there are no online lenders at the time in that segment. It was all traditional alternative lenders. You know, they don't have good technology. The user experience stinks. The contracts are really hard to understand. The pricing, it's expensive. And so we just, that was where we saw the market. So that's, what we ended up targeting.
Yes, and that's definitely a big differentiator compared to some online lenders. How do you think your solutions differ from banks? How is the experience and the overall experience and funding?
So in a line of credit that's backed by receivables, it's actually very cumbersome to manage for both the borrower and the lender. You're constantly having to upload this collateral, having, a new borrowing base calculated, and it's just a hassle. And so I'd say, a huge thing that we've worked on is creating a really great user experience to make that the management of a line like this a lot easier. And it's for both the borrowers, but also for us internally. We're able to service these lines of credit much more cost effectively than a bank or another alternative lender.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like this is definitely a more efficient approach, especially for businesses that have receivables. Can you talk a little bit about what types of businesses would be your typical borrower?
There are two main segments that we, two main verticals that we see. One is any kind of consumer packaged goods. So really, we have a lot of natural food clients. We have, pet people making sort of high-end pet products, consumer electronics, really anyone who's making a widget and selling it into a big retailer or distributor. The types of lines we offer are like perfect for that type of company. Mm-hmm. And yes. Then on the other hand, we have like professional services companies. So staffing agencies, media agencies, marketing firms, anyone with a consistent payroll and inconsistent payments.
That's pretty cool. And I imagine during the early days, you had to work pretty hard to find these borrowers.
We still have to work hard. that has not gotten easier. I would say that's something, we've spent just a lot of time trying to figure out.
Yes, I can definitely imagine. You mentioned health foods, and that makes perfect sense. You're in Denver, and everyone is super healthy and very into lifestyles, so it fits. So actually, maybe out in the left field, this question. Can you tell me the most interesting business that you've funded? You know, some business that's a little bit unique and unexpected.
Sure, we have a company that's based in California, and they make this really cool like tiny printer where you can like print an Instagram photo straight to it, and then when you take your phone and hover over the photo, it like comes to life and sort of shows you the video behind it.
Whoa.
So I know it's really cool. And it's funny, they came to us pretty early on. They did a Kickstarter campaign and then they got picked up by Apple exclusively. And they've grown, you know, significantly over the past couple of years as, you know, their product just took off. And so they're, you know, one of my favorite clients and just a great team, a great product and are the perfect case study for what we're doing, which is, you know, we really specialize in those high growth companies that need, you know, they need $1 million today, but they're going to need $2 million in 6 to 12 months. And we're able to scale with them due to our marketplace scale.
Yes, that must be so satisfying, being part of the process where your financing is really helping the businesses grow and, you know, really, really creating innovation and creating jobs. That's awesome.
It is a great part of my job when I get to spend time with the entrepreneurs that we work with. I never get tired of that.
That's great. Maybe switching gears a little bit, let's talk about on the funding side. So do you work with investors who buy loans and, you know, have their roles evolved over time?
Yeah, so we're what's called a hybrid marketplace balance sheet lender. So and the difficult thing we face on the funding side is that we're providing a revolving line of credit where the balance is going up and down really every day on every client. And so we don't always need, you know, the capital we had out yesterday may not be the same capital we're going to have out today. And so that fluctuation, you know, took us a while to, you know, figure out how we were going to fund that, you know, in a marketplace model. And so what we have is a marketplace with accredited and institutional investors who are buying typically about 80% of our portfolio is syndicated to the marketplace. And then we use our balance sheet, you know, we call it our, basically the balance sheet is shock absorber. That's what we call it. Our shock absorber line to fill the gap. So if a client goes from needing $500,000 one day to $700,000 the next day, that gap can quickly be funded off our balance sheet while we then syndicate it out to the marketplace. And now in 2017, we launched our bank partner program. So we also now have bank partners in the marketplace who are also buying product.
Yeah, the bank partnership is very, very interesting. And if I recall correctly, that partnership is not just straightforward buying, but it also help you expand the marketplace program and make it better for other investors. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, bank partners. It's a very integrated partnership. So we, in conjunction with the banks, we bring an asset. We bring like a line of credit to market. And the bank is taking customers that today they have to say no to, moving them into our program where the bank funds 50% of the line and we fund 50% of the line. And so all of a sudden, you know, by sharing the risk, and the bank is in a senior secured position, by sharing the risk, the bank is able to start lending. We're able to bring costs down for borrowers, which allows us to improve the overall credit quality of the portfolio and really just drive origination volume together.
Yeah, very, very cool. So maybe let's talk a bit about the overall small business lending market. So in your view, how has this market evolved during the last couple of years? Or, you know, has it been mostly moving in the same direction?
That's a really good question. You know, I would say that, you know, one, I run into more and more business owners that are using, you know, are using online platforms. So I think just from a general market acceptance point of view, that's really increased, right? You're seeing a lot more businesses go through. I think there have been a lot of changes it's generally evolved from, you know, who do people lend to? What are the credit criteria? How do the products get structured? I think that has evolved significantly. And, you know, I think what I'm excited about is we're starting to see more platforms coming in more niche segments, and then also being able to say, take a client sort of further along in online lending, if you will. They don't just, you know, get a small business loan and then have to figure something out. You know, I think we're starting to, and then also just change the expectations of borrowers, that it shouldn't have to be a huge process to get a line of credit. It should be easy, right? And it hasn't been historically.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like in efficiency and just making the borrower experience better. And actually, you're right. With your lending model, you're able to provide relatively flexible financing with this structure, so that it's not a one-time loan, and then you have to renew it and renegotiate and all of that. So that probably helps your borrowers quite a bit, especially if their cash position fluctuates.
Correct. And the great thing about our bank partner program is that we're offering businesses bank financing, but through our platform. So they don't have to go through the bank's process, which is often cumbersome, but they're still able to access that more affordable cost of capital. And, you know, I think that's the future, right? I think that's where we're going to see bank fintech partnerships really head.
Yeah, that's the best of both worlds. Maybe talk a little bit more about where you see the bank fintech partnerships going, and then as well as, you know, if you expect any other major changes in the small business lending segment.
So I think when we've been out talking to banking partners, one of the things that comes up a lot is, you know, they've been sold a lot of times, you know, they're constantly being sold technology. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that technology for, you know, the banks, it isn't usually enough to just buy the technology. You know, where I think if, you know, bank fintech partnerships really do well is when you're taking the best of both worlds. You know, fintech companies do not, providing technology is only one part of what we do, right? What we've done is really think about the lending process in a whole new way. And when we combine our way of thinking with the bank's way of thinking, plus the technology, and then with the bank's low cost of capital and, frankly, trusted reputation in the market, right? Almost, I think 50% of small business owners are going to go and talk to like five community banks before they talk to a fintech company. You know, so if we can leverage those two things, I think that's where you get real partnerships, rather than just saying, you know, here's our technology platform. It'll stop being one way. They'll become like a partnership, true partnership. So I think that's where successful bank fintech partnerships are gonna go. Mm-hmm. And then in the small business space, you know, I think, you know, it's hard for me to say. I honestly think it will just continue to grow. Right. Still, online lending is not a significant part of the market. And as we see Amazon and Google get into this space, it is absolutely going to change. And I wish I knew exactly how, but I'm really excited about it. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be great for businesses.
Yeah, it's tremendously interesting, and I think there's a lot of people have talked about Amazon coming into this space, or you know, a major marketplace or enabler, and so on. And that's all good, obviously, for businesses that do a lot of online retailing. But there are so many traditional, I guess, what is the old terminology, brick and mortar companies that still need financing, but can still use efficiency. So I think that's where you guys come in and you serve them very well. Do you see any changes in regulation, any changes in environment that could, that's either positive or negative for this online lending market?
We are definitely paying attention to, you know, just what's happening in the markets generally, and, you know, being aware that we've been in a great cycle and it's unlikely to last forever, and just making sure that, you know, we're prepared for it, right? I would say that's one of the most important things that we're looking at today.
Yeah, speaking of cycles, how do you expect your lending products to fare during a recession?
Well, to be honest with you, we expect it to do pretty well. Only because what happened in the last cycle is, you know, banks constrict their C&I lending considerably, right? Mm-hmm. So they're shedding, you know, the bottom 25% of their portfolios. And all of a sudden, we're able to do the same thing, and there are then a lot of businesses that are coming into the alternative lending space who are today being served by banks. So I think from a growth perspective, there's a lot of opportunity, provided you're really monitoring, you know, your credit quality. We have strong processes in place that protect us, you know, in the event of bankruptcies, which is really what you worry about in that kind of environment.
Yes, that's very fair. And especially since you are you're lending against receivables and you have ongoing monitoring, I'm sure that helps mitigate some of the downside risk.
Absolutely. And what you have to make sure of, though, is that the receivables will actually get paid. But that verification process, you do more to make sure that your collateral is good, and you're able to put stricter, you're able to make you're able to reduce your credit risk by putting in more controls, which today are hard to put in because borrowers have so many options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. Okay, well, that's extremely insightful. So before I let you go, can you talk a little bit about what you're working on for 2018?
Definitely. More tech. So we're actually rolling out some really cool technology on the credit and risk monitoring side, because, you know, what we have to do is understand how our payment trends going, are the receivables good quality? So we have some really cool tech coming out on that front. And then more bank partnerships. You know, we're already in talks with our next few bank partners. You know, we're expecting it to be a really exciting year for us.
That's awesome. Well, Krista, thank you so much for taking the time to speak today, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.